New research shows water in some Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory isn't safe to drink. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
The research found that water in remote communities can produce some aggressive bacteria. The results bring concerns about water safety in Northern Australia. Professor in Environmental Microbiology from Charles Darwin University, Karen Gibbs, is conducting the research.
We sampled water and biofilm from three remote Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory. And in each community, the water body or groundwater aquifer had different ages and depths. One had low levels of iron, one had average levels, the medium levels of iron, and a third had high levels. All three had previously reported the bacteria called Burkholderia pseudomallei, which is also known as melioidosis. So there had been clinical reports of infections for all three communities.
She also says melioidosis reproduces in wet and humid areas.
Melioidosis is, I guess it's an emerging, it's an infectious disease that affects both humans and animals. And it's caused by the bacteria Burkholderia pseudomallei. Now, this is shortened as BPS, and it naturally occurs in tropical soils and water. And it's widespread, it's endemic in northern Australia and parts of Southeast Asia. So it is naturally occurring. It spreads to human and animals through direct contact with contaminated sources. But people who are most at risk are those who suffer from diabetes, chronic lung or renal disease, or hazardous alcohol use. It can be asymptomatic, just detection of antibodies, to mild skin infections, through to what's referred to as a fatal disseminated or spread disease, which is associated with septic shock.
Melioidosis, known as BPS, also reproduces due to high amounts of iron in the water. The iron, according to Professor Gibbs, comes from the water pipes.
Iron itself isn't poisonous. People don't like it because it turns everything pink. There's some taste, but really from our perspective, it contributes to build-up of biofilms inside the pipes. That reduces the water flow and it corrodes the pipes. And it's iron cycling bacteria that do that. That all comes together to reduce the efficiency of chlorination. And that means that pathogens, opportunistic pathogens like BPS, can hide in those biofilms. And, you know, it just becomes a bigger and bigger issue. BPS, like any bacteria, it's out there to survive. And it can actually take up a form of iron. And there was, in our study, an association that was between the bacteria and the total iron levels in the bore water. So that there is a relationship.
The research team also found out BPS is able to survive water treatment with chlorine.
We cultured BPS from the bores with elevated iron, and we also were able to culture it from multi-species biofilm. And that biofilm also contained an iron oxidizing bacteria, something that called a nitrospira that uses nitrogen. But also, interestingly, there was also an amoeba in there. And that led us down a couple of paths, which we're only just starting on now, is that we know that other opportunistic pathogens can actually live inside these amoebae, and in some lab experiments, BPS could as well. So what this is really interesting and important, because if it's a feature of the BPS's survival strategy, that it can hide in amoebae in this remote community.
Professor Gibbs says the research will help more communities in Northern Australia.
We really want to make a difference. We want to improve drinking water management and services in towns and remote communities across Northern Australia. We are really committed to making sure our research can result in multiple barriers, targeted management. We also feel that the work that we propose will allow the production of risk maps.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.